The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 27th of August, 2019, 7:05 in the morning here. And this portion of the news, or the news, is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, community, and compassion. That is Shasta Regional Medical Center. We got Jason at the helm today. Jason.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Hey, so how do you like the your intro into when you walk in and you take off your hat because your head sweats?
Yeah, good. Wow, it's hot in here. Do people know what's going on right now with our air conditioning?
Oh, I think we know what. We're not whinging over it, but, last Friday or Thursday night.
We're not talking home now. We're talking studio.
Yeah, this is studios. We don't talk about home anymore. In the studios, it's not ours, it's a building, but it's up on top of the building. It's a large unit that takes care of ours, maybe takes care of somebody else, I'm not sure. The fan came off and blew right through the center of the air conditioner, taking out everything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So it was an older unit anyway. But the only way you can get it out is to take off the you have to crane it off. You can't just pick it up and carry it down. You got to crane it off.
Yep, so it is a little warm in here.
Yeah, Gallagher's has been in here twice looking at it. So they've been bringing in, and thank you for Chevron Square for bringing in these air, floor coolers, which do...
And one is.
Well, the one that was working yesterday is no longer working. They brought another one in.
Isn't that nice?
So they'll replace this one. But, they're out there buying them because they're really hard to find. So they're trying. But as in everything... it's like we still have no idea when the big air conditioner is going to be fixed. So it's we keep in the windows, we keep the shades down in the windows. We try to keep the other rooms open in the back from another office, another business totally, so we can keep some air conditioning on. Mm-hmm. But that's where we are, Jason. Yep. Anyway, but today's going to be balmy, huh?
Well, look at this, what we have. Sunny and hot with a high near 109. Oh, yeah. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 74. Wednesday calls for a 10% chance of rain. That is what you probably are feeling. Slight chance of thunderstorms and 101. That is what you're feeling. Calm winds around 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. And wind gusts can get up on Wednesday night to lows 20 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Saturday, 98, sunny and hot on Sunday, 97, and our Labor Day, mostly clear, our lows around 67 that night, and our sunny with a high near 95. The current temperature in downtown Reading is, Jason, let's see.
Is 73 degrees right now.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, because
I just checked it.
Yeah, because that our little thing here went out. So anyway,
our thing here works perfectly. The problem is that our sensor is outside on the front of the building, which means it's running at about 15 to 20 degrees hotter because the sun hits it. But in Reading, because you've got 10 different thermal areas here in Reading, but right here on Market Street, it's 73 degrees.
Do you ever feel that sometimes with this equipment and the AM and the FM tower that we start off the show like the kid that ran, my dog ate the, ran in the puddle, I missed the bus. I mean, does it feel like that sometimes?
I'll tell you why it doesn't. Because all of our equipment's working great. Because we're sacrificing people to keep the equipment cool. So you just took a bullet for the all the computers and all the stuff back there where Jason is.
Yeah, he's got
he's cool.
Right, yeah. Right now there are more problems. I'm a little bit cooler, but it's still pretty toasty.
Well,
here.
We have to keep the stacked and that's what happened in the AM tower when it gets super super hot and things stack up in there. So we got to keep an eye on that. But it's all good. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now you and I I've got to just say, since we're talking about personal stuff, Eagle Eye came with the finishing touches yesterday.
Eagle Eye Painting.
We have just maybe one more thing that needs to be touched up, but it they came and
They conquered.
They conquered, and it was supposed to be a 2-week job, but it ended up being 3 weeks because once they got into, now remember, our house is built in the 40s and the 60s and the 80s, added on three times. And there are different parts of this house that just needed some real takedown to the bone. And they did. They did 2 weeks or 9 days straight of prep. And these guys were wonderful. So anyway, finally done. And now I'm excited about working on landscaping. And I'm curious, and with our chat pack and people listening, who do you recommend? And I was actually thinking of going to Shasta College and seeing what the horticultural department, you know, we'll buy the plants, but what about you making a design? I'd love to put that out there. I'd love to be able to help people grow and inspire people. So it's kind of like, hey, we'll buy the plants. Can you do this? So anyway, that's out there. In the news today, oh my gosh, what's going on your end, Carl?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, since we were doing personal, a big shout out and a happy birthday to our daughter, Jennifer.
That's right.
Who's back, who lives in New Mexico with her family, her wonderful family. But she's back in Brentwood, Tennessee, which is right outside Nashville, going to a conference, a 5-day conference in training seminars, because she's taken over a whole brand new section of the company that she works for. And she's a nurse, and we're just really, really proud of her. And we called her this morning while she was on the elevator coming down. We didn't know she was on the elevator, and we called and thoroughly embarrassed her with our snappy rendition of Happy Birthday.
Right.
Where Linda sings it wonderfully, and I'm terribly off key, but my heart was in it.
All right.
So there. So happy birthday, Jennifer.
And coming back after the break, let's talk about the five things you need to know today. But first of all, it's some headlines. The Amazon rainforest is getting a little help from our friends in North Canada, who are pledged to send $15 million and water bombers, a type of aerial.
Well, you know, see, that's the kind of thing is, you know, if they call the Amazon rainforest the lungs of the planet.
Right.
And it's burning. It's burning out of control. And there could be 1,000 reasons for this. I mean, you know, the heat or anything. But a lot of the reasons, if I can say this from what I've read, is they destroy the rainforest. They burn it so that they can then clear it. So then they can use it for grazing cattle or for crops and this. And this is what we used to do back in America back in the 1600s, 1700s was they'd get to some place and they'd clear it out so they could use it for their crops until the crops, the soil became unusable or became, you know, sterile. And then they'd go move on and take it, you know, take out a few thousand more acres. Well, this is what's going on. What I don't understand is why they didn't start fighting it to begin with. And now they've got something like 15,000 soldiers out there in the fight trying to slow us down. But it showed the photos of it, showed it just coming across the grasslands. And I thought, what a perfect place for bombers to come across, air, you know, water bombers or retardant bombers, come across there and just keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And why don't we have some of our air fighting capability down there. I mean, we've got jets that could fly down there. You can helicopters, no, but they could transport helicopters when it came down to that. But to help out in this battle down there, you know what, President Trump, if I was you, I think I would, you know, I would get people, I would send tankers down there, as many as you could, to hit this.
Because
thing.
This is a world crisis right now. This is truly a planet crisis.
Whatever you think about, you know, global warming, the globe is warming, and I think everybody agrees on that. You know, the causes back and forth, you know, you can blame everything for it. But right now we're in the middle of this fight. And if we're in the middle of the fight, we need to all fight together on this. And if this rainforest, we need to send help down there and to get this thing under control.
Got to take a break, but remember to get out and vote today. Very, very important. We've got four Republicans, one Democrat, And whatever way you want to vote, just get out and vote today. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, Carl. And Linda Bott here on
and
Free
this
Fire
portion
Radio.
Of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is starting a new program where if you want to learn how to shoot, maybe you have people in your family that are uneasy with firearms because they don't know anything about them. Well, this class is to teach you how to shoot, how to safely handle pistols and revolvers. It's a four-hour class. It's got a great price point on it because we want to get people that want to learn to shoot. We want to get them in the class, show them how to shoot. If you don't have a firearm, that's fine. We'll provide one. And the only thing you have to provide is ammunition for it. And we'll show you how to use it. This is a great class for couples or maybe even companies if you want to get into something like this. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back. 7:15 in the morning here.
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This morning Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air right here. 73 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, 108, Alliance Heating and Air. Doesn't that work good together? Alliance Heating and Air, in the business over 25 years, they can offer guarantees or warranties on any type of make or model. The people have been through all the schools. Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State, and they are just a great, great air conditioning company or heating company. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And today, August 27th, five things you need to know today. Number one on the list is about the opioid. How do you say it?
Opioid.
My brother specializes in this. A landmark ruling yesterday could map a path forward in the fight against the opioid crisis. An Oklahoma judge ordered pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million for its role in the state's opioid crisis. It was the first state trial attempting to hold a pharmaceutical company accountable for the widespread opioid epidemic, one that the judge said has hit Oklahoma especially hard. The ruling concluded Johnson & Johnson's engaged in false and misleading marketing of both their drugs and opiates generally. The company plans to appeal.
Well, I tell you why this is big. Is because you're holding the companies liable for the opiate crisis here. But I tell you what, there was a time that people were suing doctors or hospitals to give them an opiate because they were in pain. And so, plus the fact is, it's true. From what I've read is that, these are not addictive. And some of the marketing was that. Now, you can't lay off the fact that many people, this is most people, this is their choice if they want to be on a drug. I mean, you can say it one way or the other. Now, people in pain, as we know, people in chronic pain need heavy-duty drugs like this to get them through the day. But this is a huge step because there's other cases out there, but this is the first one where a judge has ruled court, and they're going to appeal it. And I'm not sure if it's going to get all the way to the Supreme Court or not. But the bottom line is what part of this crisis. And by the way, we have more people dying from overdoses than guns or car deaths. Mm-hmm.
And it leads to harsher drugs. Like, for example, in some cases, I heard from an individual about a person that they loved who broke a wrist and then it went into opiate addiction, which then went into heroin, and then an overdose occurred. And so this, you will hear probably huge statistics. We don't have them in front of us now, but how this opiate addiction turns into death and or into hardcore beyond that.
Well, what happens is they were on the opiates and people, it was out there, it was easy to get. Then they realized what a problem this is. So they cut back on it and then people found something else. What did they find? Heroin. And so that's led to, as you said, absolutely right, leads to heroin, addiction when the opiates are cut off. Mm-hmm. But we know from your brother, he's fighting that fight every day mm-hmm. because he has a pain management center. And so he's got to walk a really narrow tightrope here about getting people the care they need and at the same time cutting people back or off.
Right.
This is not easy. And so, the fact that he's still in the business after all these years, he's doing the right thing. But this is truly a crisis in our country. More people dying from this, from prescription drugs, than illegal drugs.
Number two on the list, the G7 summit wrapped up yesterday, but not before President Trump made several attention-getting moves. First, he skipped a session on climate change, which AIDS claim was a scheduling conflict. Scheduling or not, the absence underscored his isolation position on an issue than the other G7 leaders have consistently made a priority. Then after days of policy reversal and whiplash sentiments about everything from Iran deals to the U.S. relationships with China and Russia, Trump held a news conference and addressed his chaotic style of diplomacy. It's the way I negotiate. It's done me well over the years, and it's done even better for the country.
Now, first of all, we're getting this five things you need to know from CNN, yep. which we know stands for Clinton News Network. And so anything that I read about Trump that comes from CNN, I immediately look at it with a jaundiced eye.
Okay. All right. Number three, China. Beijing has charged a detained Chinese-Australian author with spying. Yang Hangjiang is a former Chinese official and also holds Australian citizenship. The 53-year-old Australian lawyer says not much has been released about the nature of Yang's alleged crimes, but he finds it hard to believe the writer was doing anything outside his role as a blogger and democracy activist.
Well, there's why he got arrested. A blogger and a democracy activist in China right now, because just look over at Hong Kong and see what's going on there. And where shots were fired for the first time in Hong Kong by the police. This move, they want democratic elections in Hong Kong, if you can believe that.
But it's under Chinese rule.
It's
now.
Under Chinese rule.
And
but,
this is why people were fleeing from the country.
To get into Hong Kong, and now China's taking that back in breaking the treaty it had with Great Britain on the handover. So it's something to see the Chinese, a million Chinese, Hong Kongians, I guess, are marching and protesting and risking their lives for freedom, waving the American flag and saving and singing the national anthem of the United States. I mean, people here, we so many times we forget how great it is here. And when you hear the term racist and you hear the term neo-Nazi and oppression, they have no idea. The people there have no idea that if they've ever seen oppression, if you've ever gone into a country where there is oppression, where you have to worry about things like this, where you have to worry about if your water's good or somebody's going to kill you just because you've spoken up. And the people in the United States, the vast, vast, vast majority of them have no idea. They ought to take a look at Hong Kong and see what's going on.
Well, again, I brought this up yesterday in a group of people. I lived there from 85 to 87. I lived there, but I did have a residence there. When I actually decided I wanted to live there for a while, 85 to 87. Anyway, British ruled at that point, so it was very progressive and things were happening. It was like a hot spot for things that were happening before you ever found out about it, the news in the World Center. And very interesting. So at that time, at 87, I remember so many people were really trying to figure out how they were going to get out of it. It was 10 years later that they were starting the process then, because they said, once China takes rule, we do not know what's going to happen. Thus, the fear is here. Okay, number four, Indonesia is relocating its capital from the coastal city of Jakarta to a jungle-covered area in the island of Borneo. Jakarta, a densely populated urban megacenter, is home to more than 10 million people and is quickly sinking into the Java Sea. In fact, it's one of the fastest-sinking cities in the world due to the rising sea levels and the over-extraction of groundwater. Of course, moving capital cities isn't easy or cheap. The move will cost an estimated 460 trillion rupiah, which is $34 billion and take about 10 years. Still, Indonesia leaders say it's necessary. The burden Jakarta is holding right now is too heavy for the center of governance, business, finance, trade, and services.
Okay, when they go to Borneo, here's the problem with that. Borneo has the forest and the orangutans. And when you move the capital into Borneo, you can't help but think that's going to have an impact. I know it sounds like an environmentalist, but on the areas where the orangutans live, and you're talking about millions of people coming there, talking about you know, thousands of buildings being put up. This is this has another impact. You know, if Jakarta is sinking because they've, a lot of it is because they've sucked the water out from underneath it, the fresh water, and the sea has come in and the land's collapsing. I mean, it's a total mess that they have here. But is, I guess Borneo is the only place that they think they can go to.
Well, we're going to have to take an early break here, and then we'll get into I've got a couple more things here on five things you need to know today, and then you've got a very hot topic that you want to discuss, and we'll have some guests on this morning, too, some surprise guests. And,
at 8 o'clock, we have Haven Humane's going to roll in.
Oh, great. It's going to be great to see Mark.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 10 years in the business, a great success starting from like zero, and has built up a great company. And he's built it up for on a couple of reasons. The main reason, of course, is customer service. A lot of the same people have been working for him for the whole time. John Bastiani has, like I said, built this business, Bastiani Arms. Any type of firearm you're looking for, any type of ammo, all the accessories, all of this in one spot, plus classes on, plus classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, any of those classes also. Located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Now, before we break, I want to remind everybody, today we vote. Today is election day here for the first district. We're voting for our district representative, our assembly person. I'd say assemblyman, but there's two women running, so it's assembly person from the first district. We'll be right back. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
Yay,
yeah,
Willie.
Welcome back.
Vote them out.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. 7:35 in the morning, 76 degrees, going up to 108 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics, over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, and he's an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers.
Klipsch.
Slides. Give him a call at 221-4144 or stop by 1250 Artnell Avenue. Your last thing.
Well, before we talk about Clyde's, 12 years ago when we bought the house, we had Clyde's do the sound, surround sound, and those Klipsch speakers, they are still like dynamite. Okay, so when we were talking about top five things, and of course this is from CNN, we do have a caller though. Let's go. Hey, tap people, hang on. Hang on over long periods of time. So let's go to the phones. Welcome back to KCNR. Roberta, what's on your mind?
Hey, may I protest with due respect? It is four men and one woman running for assemblyman.
No, there's
two women, three men, running for assemblyman.
Yes.
Not assembly person.
Okay.
There, thank you.
That's my comment.
Assembly person, there you go.
No,
she wants it to be assemblyman.
Okay.
I got it, Roberta.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling.
But see, for those listening who want to be politically correct, it's like it's interesting because we do have two women.
Would you call police women policemen? No, you call them police women. Firemen, firewomen, firewomen.
So it'd be assemblywoman.
Assemblywoman.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of assemblyman.
But that's
being politically correct.
No, it's going to be on the ballot.
That's just describing it.
It's going to be assemblyman on the ballot, I bet.
It'll say to the assembly, the election for the first district assembly.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the top things that you need to know. Of course, this is CNN, but this is the last thing that I'm going to say because I guess evidently last night, and this is I hate to be this person. I really like to watch the Oscars. I cringe, and I like to watch the Golden Globes. But I cringe when I think that people are going to take that moment at the with their award in their hand and go into politics. Now, I know it's been a very common thing with artists, music, and when you get to a certain point in your life, you're not really caring. You're going to take that moment. Now, the VMAs were last night, and Taylor Swift took home the top prize for her pride-themed video. You need to calm down. During her acceptance speech, she implored the White House to pay attention to the Equality Act petition for LGBTQ rights. She also suggested that elected officials who opposed it and similar measures should be wary of a sea change because of what she sees as a rising tide of LGBTQ activism. So just...
Well, that's why all the ratings have gone down, have dropped. Tremendously. I just got something in on the from one of our listeners that sent a
information about the fire in the Amazon at the rainforest. And there's in this article, it says that the Amazon, and this is from NASA, post from NASA, said in the Amazon region, fires are rare for much of the year because wet weather prevents them. And that, computer, said that for burning, fires are rare for much of the year. However, wet weather prevents them. However, in July and August, activity typically increases due to the arrival of the dry season. As of August 16th, the Post says, 2019, analysis of NASA satellite data indicated the total fire activity across the Amazon basin this year has been close to average in comparison to the past 15 years. Huh. So that's something that we'll have to go back and check and see, is it the same or is it worse this year? Now, I want to turn to something that we started yesterday and about open carry. And Sheriff Bisenko has taken a bunch of hits because he said, I'm not going to have open carry. Open carry, of course, is the open carrying of firearms. You wear it on your hip, and you don't have to keep it concealed. You can walk around.
Like they do in Alaska and Texas.
And several other states, too. I think Nevada, Arizona, several states have that. But they have the whole state can do it. It's not a county only. And in California, from what I understand, if the county is 200,000 or less, the sheriff can make the policy of open carry. And Sheriff Bisenko has said no. His reasons are safety and the unrest it would cause a lot of people see people carrying guns in the open. I see what the argument is. The fact if you have a concealed carry, we live in a county that we're blessed to have Tom Bisenko in here that issues concealed carry without making you go through background checks and all this. You do go through a background check, but you know what I mean. It drags you through the fires of hell before you get it, like in San Diego County and San Francisco where they just don't issue them. So we have close to 11,000 concealed carries in this county out of 190,000 people. That is a privilege granted to you by the sheriff. After a background check, after proving that you know how to use the firearm that you're going to be carrying. With open carry, if you're talking about unrestricted open carry, that means anybody can put a gun on their hip and walk around. Now, there are ways, I think, probably around this, that if you're an open carry and a policeman stops you and says, show me a certificate that you've trained on this firearm, would that be reasonable? Could you say if you're going to do open carry, you've got to take a class on safety, firearms, and where you can shoot, where you can carry it, all these different things. And then, and that could be granted by the, doesn't even have to go through the sheriff if that's what he wanted. But frankly, my friends, having taught this and been around firearms my whole life, but having taught concealed carry and advanced carry and tactical rifle and teaching it to people that don't speak English and people that do speak English and our residents here. There are people out there that shouldn't carry. They shouldn't carry. And if you have just a open carry, anybody can carry, that means those people will be carrying. They've got a firearm, and if they bought the firearm, they've gone through a background check that shows that they're not a criminal and all that. Okay, that's fine. Shows they're not a criminal and all that. But do you think everybody that that carries out there, would it bother you walking into a store and there's 20 or 30 people in there carrying firearms? Do they know this? Do they know how to use them safely? Do they know the three basic rules of firearm safety? Do they know where they can carry legally, where they can't carry legally? You can't go into a courthouse, but can you go into Cleary's? Can you go into Jack's? Can you go into Shameless O'Leary's with this? So, before we get into the fact that this is the only right we have and this is our right, we need to take a look at the fact is that can you be comfortable with that? In Arizona, the whole state carries. And what we're talking about is Shasta County. What about people coming into Shasta County? Can they carry, or is it just a residence? It should be just a residence on this. I do understand the Second Amendment. I do understand what the argument is. But I also think that there could be a caveat put on it that you don't carry unless you've been to a class that teaches you the basic safety in using a firearm. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank. See how they're moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's just a double-barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what it means to me to know one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. A gun's like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on to my son. Granddaddy's gun.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, performing pop chart hits, rock and roll, classics, and old-time country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Must be 21. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KC.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
With a
410 and moved to a 20 gauge. Every squirrel and rabbit in Dallas County knew my name.
Hey, welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio with Pow Pow. Love to know who that artist is.
That's actually Justin Moore, Guns.
Okay.
The title of the song is Guns.
Well, you know what? That, Jason, I don't know where you can find these. You know, the one about Vote 'em Out, I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
And that should be like the national theme here this year or every year. Guns, it was a new one to me. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, I'm going to go back to the Amazon fires again. One of our listeners, as I read that to you, you know, sent this to me, but then I've got something, you know, and you're saying, okay, that could be from a conservative, whatever it is. This one's from the New York Times. And what it says is their finding is that the fires are burning on agricultural land where the forest has already been cleared. Most of the fires are likely set by farmers preparing the land for next year's planting, a common agricultural practice, said the scientist. And it shows the amount of fires in over since 2001 and compared to today. And the majority of the agricultural land currently used in Brazil's Amazon region was created through years of deforestation. Most of the land use that have replaced rainforest is agriculture. Now, I'm not saying is, you know, we're losing the rainforest at tremendous amounts. But the bottom line on this is this fire, and you compare it to the rest of the years, there's an increase, but they're looking at not a large increase. It hasn't changed that much. But what they're saying is that some of them are burning hotter because they believe those are deforested areas that have been cut but not cleared. So I guess, you know, this is a good lesson for me. Is that when we're going to talk about it, I better find out all the sources besides just the mainstream media, because they're reporting like, you know, this is all new, it's horrible, and all these things, that it's out of control. But these are the vast majority of this is the same as it's been for the last 17, 18 years. This is how it works. Let's go to the phones.
Coach Bob, good morning. Welcome. You are
good
live.
Good morning, you too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a fast question I'm going to throw out. I guess it's rhetorical, but whenever there's a song about guns, why do they always sing a lot?
Because I don't think you're going to hear Taylor Swift singing it.
why not a guy that sings opera or something? Oh, man, it drives me nuts. I couldn't stand to listen to that for 30 seconds, but that's me.
When you think of, really, seriously, I know it doesn't have to be the Southern drawl, but you do think of camo, you think of country. I mean, we're Northern California country. I mean, we love country up here because it's, you know, outdoors, simple, with your family, four-wheeling, you know, going out in the woods. Yeah, but I understand what you're talking about, but it was kind of cute. Thanks, Coach.
Makes me just... gives me shivers. Other things do too. And you know, I've walked into pawn shops and seen employees carrying on their side.
You can do that.
I don't
in your business.
I don't know why there's a problem with that.
Well, in your business, you can carry openly. You don't need any type of permit in your business, in your home, on your property, at a campfire. If you're out camping, you're going to have it in there, or your RV. You can carry openly.
Yeah.
It's just the problem is with me is I have no problem with people carrying openly. I just think that there ought to be something that's not controlled by authorities that grant you the permission, but they should go through, a course at least to know is, you know, when you shoot, you know, looking at the target, but at everything around you and then where you can carry without being told to leave. Even if you're carrying a concealed carry, you can carry it almost everywhere. But if it says they don't want you in the store and they ask you to leave because for some reason they saw it, you know, you just leave. You don't get into an argument about it because they're going to call the police and they say there's a crazy person in here with a gun. So,
agreed.
Yeah. So, you know, there's it's our right And then, so should there be anything? You know, like there's some states, there's no requirements at all. You can carry concealed. And, you know, I obviously there's been no problem because they're still carrying concealed. So I've got to also take that into account. So.
Well, in those states too, Colonel, you got to look at what's the degree of law breaking that happens in the states where you have no restriction like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to make an uneducated guess that it's a lot lower crime factor than what we have in states that have stringent controls.
Well, you know, you can prove that with, you know, if you're looking at cities like Chicago or Baltimore, they have very stringent gun laws, and they've obviously failed when they're killing, when they're shooting 42, 43 a weekend and killing 12.
Yeah.
And then you have, I believe it's New Hampshire. I'm going to have to go back and look. New Hampshire has no laws curtailing you from carrying a gun. So you don't have to go through any type of thing, any type of background. Yeah.
Got time for one more comment?
Sure.
My good buddy, BFF, Russell Hunt.
Russell Hunt. Yeah.
Now, I know he's listening, and I know he's got his finger on speed dial to his attorney, and I don't want Russell to sue me, but I'm going to stick up for him on something. I'll give credit where I think it's due. Article in the paper last week talking about code enforcement out of this Bocelli Lane home.
Yeah.
I'm on his side on this. I think he's being picked on, and I think they use code enforcement to pick on a lot of us. And I agree with him that if you got a wire hanging off the side of your house and it's not connected to anything, it ain't a problem.
You know, I think you're right. I think that he got hammered on some things. He fought them. He fought some of them successfully. But somebody telling, you know, usually when they come in, they say, hey, we've told you to move that trash out before. If you're not going to do it, you're going to get a citation. And they got him for that.
Sure.
But, you know, again, you know, four articles on the front page about Russell Hunt, that's too many.
I know. Yet I can't find a single thing about that shooting out in Palo Cedro. Nothing in the paper, nothing in Redding.com. It was one blurb on one of the local news broadasts.
There's a shooting out in Palo Cedro? Shooting out in Palo Cedro?
Yeah.
There was?
Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Of course, I get a number of press releases through the day that I don't read every, you know, right at that time. I read them when I get a chance to.
Well, it was one of the stores by Holiday Market. Not in Holiday Market. But apparently it was a suicide, but it caused quite a bit of disruption and the police and blah, blah, blah. You know, sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Another caller coming in this morning.
Hey, Terry, good morning.
You're having a good day.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's going on?
Carl, you're spot on. And the program you had on yesterday was really good, and you're spot on about the Second Amendment thing. It isn't a matter of whether or not open carry is the right way or concealed carry is the wrong way or whatever way you want to look at it. The deal is that concealed carry is only a privilege.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah,
you did.
I said
and it was great. I'm
it is a privilege.
With you.
Yeah.
But the thing I wanted to bring up is that as far as any of this goes, we have to have a position pretty soon in California on what our rights are going to be. And again, I want to encourage people to show up on September the 6th at 11 o'clock at the Robert Matsui Courthouse on 501 B Street in Sacramento. And I'm just hoping and praying that folks, you understand that this court case is going to be quite telling for the United States. Sam Paredes of Gun Owners is going to be one of our speakers. So we're pretty excited about this, and we need to be out there supporting our Constitution.
Yeah, you can catch. Is the bus still open? Can people still get a ride down there?
Well, the bus is full, but you can. I just talked to a couple of friends of yours the other day, as a matter of fact, that are going to come down on their motorcycles.
That's
so,
great.
I mean, the point is that you know, Carl, you're out there, you're standing up for this stuff. And frankly, you guys have a very balanced show. Just really, all of us appreciate what you do. And, you know, folks, when Carl was out here saying, you know, we need to get behind this stuff, we need to be watching these things, I think it's great. It's a great help to the community, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Thanks,
That's
Terry.
Very nice of you.
Thank you.
And now we really do have to run because we're getting ready to break.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
I got a quick
have a great
thing.
Day.
I got a quick thing. This is how we can solve a lot of stuff. And Seoul has the answer. A daytime disco for over 65s in the Korean capital, Seoul, is giving seniors a new lease on life. The event is the first of its kind, originized by the local government, and aims to tackle loneliness and dementia in the rapidly aging country. Disco for all.
When we come back, we'll have Mark Story, Haven Humane, with us. It is 78 degrees, going up to 108 today. Thanks, dear. And now she's discoing her way out of the office. We'll be right back after the news.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
After Hurricane Irma knocked out the air conditioning at the Rehabilitation Center of Hollywood, authorities will explain the evidence they have against the administrator, the nursing supervisor, and a nurse, all of whom are expected to make their first court appearances before the news conference. Defense attorneys say the three did all they could to protect the patients during the 3 days the air conditioning was out, including making calls to emergency officials. I'm Mike Hempen.
Home prices rose a bit more slowly in June, with some of the country's most expensive markets experiencing stagnant or even falling prices.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose 2.1% in June from a year earlier. June's figure was also down from a 2.4% gain in May. Philip Murphy of S&P Dow Jones Indices says that prices have, quote, clearly cooled off from 2018, but continue to grow.
Correspondent Jeremy House, following a big rebound last month, Conference Board reports consumer confidence slipped a little this month. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 24 points, the S&P 5 points higher, and the NASDAQ is up 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israel's leader looking to put a stop to Iran's intentions to expand its influence. We got the latest from the media line's Charles Biblasek.
Israel's prime minister has called on the international community to act immediately to halt Iranian expansionism in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Tehran is working on a broad front to carry out murderous terrorist attacks against Israel and added that Jerusalem would continue to defend the country no matter the circumstances. Netanyahu's comments come after the IDF this weekend conducted a large-scale military operation in Syria to thwart a kamikaze plot by Tehran to attack Israel using killer drones. It also comes as Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah accused Israel of attacking a terror base deep inside Lebanon. The Israeli military has been placed on high alert in anticipation of potential retaliation. I'm Charles Biblasek, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Pet stores are suing to block a new Maryland law that will bar them from selling commercially bred dogs and cats.
It's a measure designed as a check against what it calls unlicensed and substandard puppy mills. The federal lawsuit challenges a ban set to take effect January 1st, 2020, Maryland is the second state after California to pass such restrictions on the sale of dogs and cats. The pet stores fear the ban will put them out of business. Their lawsuit says animal welfare organizations have made unfounded claims that pet stores are fueling the growth of puppy mills. The suit also claims the ban will effectively shift the sale of puppies from regulated retailers to unregulated sources. Keith Peters reporting.
More than 20,000 AT&T workers in nine southern states are on strike, saying that the telecommunications giant is not bargaining in good faith over a new contract. The company says it prepared for the walkout in advance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And good morning and welcome
back
to
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Tell me, Jason, we weren't live on the air.
No, we were not live.
He kept telling us
2 and 3 minutes.
We just ignored it.
You know, a couple things. I'm going to go with the weather first, but then we'll talk about some comments. We got Mark Story, who's here with us this morning, and in our chat room, somebody said they don't like to hear the CNN's version of the top five things. You know what?
The way they said it was so nice.
It really, and you know, the dribble.
The way they said it. No, the way he said, I really realize it's your show, and you will and should be, as you do see. But if I wanted to hear CNN quality information, I would listen to a lesser station. Hey, you know what? 8382, you made your point.
We Boom. Will
not, and you know what? You're right, because every time that, you know, two of the things or even one of the things that comes on there, I have to explain that this is just BS because it's coming from a very jaundiced
news
station.
Well, I go online and I talk five things.
You know what? We listen to our listeners.
That's absolutely right. I'm just telling you. I'm not trying to get out of it.
No, I know. You just pull the first one out.
They cap it. Yeah. But, you know, there's a bunch in there from Colorado and Worcester and different parts of the country about the top five things, but it's not like national.
We'll just start, so I can do
world headlines and do that, but I like to get the weird things in there, too. Today's sunny and hot with a high near 109. All right, and mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 74. South winds from 8 to 13 miles tonight. Now, tomorrow we have a 10% chance of rain and thunderstorms before noon. Mostly sunny and hot, though, tomorrow with 101 and our lows of 72. Now, tomorrow night looks like winds are going to get up to 20 miles, could get up to 20 miles per hour tomorrow night. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 96, lows around 70. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 96 overnight. Clear skies with 67. And Saturday, 98. Sunday, 97. And Labor Day, sunny and high near 95. Now, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our locally owned, veteran-owned business. Been with us, sponsoring our weather for many, many years now. We love them. The Kenny family do great things for our community. They are unsung heroes. We're so happy that they sponsor with us, and they believe in our mission as well. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for sponsoring the weather.
Yeah. By the way, I heard from Sonny. She said the Palo Cedro incident did come across in the news. She said she saw it on her cell phone. It was an article. So it was probably online from the Record Searchlight. So, Coach Bob, it did come out. All right. All the things that are going on, we have, and there's no drum roll, but there is a little harmonica sound. We have Mark Story, CEO.
A harmonica intro.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is here today. And we need to catch up. You've got a lot of things
going on, buddy.
We do.
We're busy. Always busy.
Well, what happened? Let's talk about what happened
with the mountain fire,
which was Thursday at 1 o'clock. I guess the alarm started going off.
Yeah, so we didn't do too much for the fire. We notified county to see if they needed help from us. They didn't need any assistance at the time. As you guys saw, the fire resources were amazing. Those folks were fantastic. They really jumped on it and got that out pretty quick. What we did do was we stayed open for an extra hour. We took in a few animals. We took in some goats, a few cats, and some dogs that were evacuated. Most of those have gone home now. And then we took some crates and some food and water over to Cross Point Church, to the evacuation center, so that they could assist. Unfortunately, by the time we got there, they'd sent most of the people away with animals. But we did set up a couple people with some crates and some food and water, so and let them know that if anything else, just give us a holler or have them come to us and have them put their animals with us. So.
Now, what happens in that moment when you – does a red alert go out to volunteers? I mean, you know, that's just – is it Mark's story? How many – give us a vision when – like all of us know, there's a fire that's happening over in that area, and we may have to evacuate. We're not really sure. We're going to stay open for an hour, so you've got to bring in staff for that. But then you've got to have people to drop off. What goes on there? I mean, who's doing ground control?
Yeah, so it's a team effort for sure. So we are members of VOAD, which is a volunteer organizations assisting in disaster. So Jim Lewis, who's our shelter manager, is very heavily involved with VOAD on our side. So he's got an app on his phone. So he gets those notifications no matter what kicks off, if there's an evacuation center, all that stuff. So we get notifications of that. I obviously work very closely with the sheriff's department. So if something happens with that, usually I will get a phone call or an email from EOS asking us to assist. But before that, as soon as we see it on the news and we see how if it's going to be a big thing, then we start talking about, okay, if this happens, we're going to do this. If this happens, we're going to do this. We start getting stuff ready. Our team is pretty much ready all the time.
Mm.
We've got a lot of equipment and emergency supplies that we've collected. Especially, we had a bunch before the car fire, but clearly after the car fire, we realized that we need to boost that up. So we have paperwork and supplies and everything ready to go in case something big comes.
Kind of like
off,
your go bag area.
Yeah, pretty much. Just a little bigger. And we start talking about, okay, we're really full right now at the shelter. So, you know, any extra animals is tough for us. So we start talking about, okay, what are we going to do? What are our options? Are we going to bring in rollaways? Can we set up crates? And so we have a plan in place already. And then we just talk about it when something like that happens, and we're just ready to go. So we lean forward. Now, when we are called into action, then we have fire gear and everything else. So our teams go out in teams of two, animal control. They answer to the sheriff's department at that point. We check in with them, and we go where they need us to help assist. And we usually will show up with anywhere from 3 to 5 teams of two that go out. Goals in with our adoption / outreach / disaster rig that's got 22 kennels in the back of it that's climate controlled. So, and then back at the at base, we've got all of our shelter workers that are all there at the shelter trying to get things prepared. You know, we're moving dogs around, we're moving cats around, we're trying to make more space, we're setting up crates, that kind of stuff. So,
okay, two questions came to mind while you were doing that. Carl, I hope you don't mind because, you know, I don't get a chance to be here on Tuesdays with Mark. One is, do you have somebody that takes a picture of the pet when, like, say you're loading the dog or cat or goat or whatever? Do you take a picture of it and then scan it if they have a chip, and that's like automatically goes into a, I mean, I'm visualizing like what happens
not in an emergency situation.
Okay.
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
Most of the time in the emergency situations, the owners are bringing them to us. So
yeah,
we already know who the owner is. In most cases.
Okay.
For strays, when they come into our organization, we take a picture.
Right.
We put it on Facebook. We check them for microchips. We check them for
IDs. Okay.
We do all that. But when we're in the middle of a disaster like that, we're not worried about that at the moment. We do that after the fact, after things calm down, or once they get to the shelter staff will try and take care of that kind of stuff.
And the next question would be, before we take our break, is there a trend when you say the shelter's full? Okay, we're at summer, it's hot, was it because of the fires? Is there a trend that you can follow at a particular time of the year of why sometimes it's fuller than other times of the year?
Yes, so there are a couple times during the year where it's a little bit slower for adoptions, but this time of year is not usually indicative of that. So I believe that it is a result of the car fire something. I think it's just been kind of a tough year. A lot of renters are not allowing pets, and so that's because there's more demand right now, so they can be a little stricter. So I think a lot of them have tightened down. They won't allow pets, so that has been an issue with adopters. But, yeah, so we've seen definitely a downside to adopters. And so we have a lot less adoptions than we had in the past. We also have a lot more kittens right now. Because we have the kitten nursery. Mm-hmm. So, we're trying to get kittens into foster homes and adopted as well. But really, overall, we've seen a decrease in our adoption numbers, and I think the car fire has a lot to do with that. I just think that it's just been a tough year.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you've got a lot of things going on here, but we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people can help you. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. People are much happier being at home than they would be if they were someplace else. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and, of course, the one, the only, the legend, the soon-to-be of the movie, Linda Bott. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm going to buy me a dog.
A dog? Why?
Because I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the air. And you know what? Our producers find the right music. And when we had last, we were talking about the Second Amendment. He's playing guns. We were talking about voting. You know, he's playing the Willie Nelson, vote him out. And I just, you're doing a great job, Jason. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Look, fire insurance is at a premium. If you want to learn the ins and outs, if you want to find somebody that can get you, find you fire insurance that's affordable, talk to Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. She's been a huge success in both her insurance and her financial advisement roles there with she and her team, a very well-trained team. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and I just want to remind everybody to go out and vote today for Republicans and a Democrat are vying for the job, and this is just in alphabetical order, so it means nothing. It just gets them all out here. Elizabeth Betancourt, water specialist, and a Democrat from Happy Valley. Megan Daly, the wife of Brian Daly, and Republican from Bieber. Business owner. You know, that was kind of a, you know what, they could have said business owner in there instead of just saying the wife of Brian Daly. But Patrick Jones, former Reading City Council mayor and Republican. By the way, Megan is a Republican. Lane Rickard, legislative aide to former state senator Ted Gaines, a Republican from Reading. And Joseph Turner, a veteran and a Republican from Milford in Lassen County. Okay, go out there and vote today, everybody. Your vote means something. You've got two guys here that spent a lot of time in the military, retired from the military, and we've been to a lot of places that have just been, I mean, it have just been horrible. And when you're out there and you can see these horrible places, you so much more appreciate what we have in this country. And voting is that right that we have, that you should never take it for granted. And I know that our guest, Mark Story, knows all about that.
Absolutely.
Though there, you know, I don't know, what was the worst place you were ever in? Do you remember?
No, it's not going to compare to your stories.
No, but I know that. But you've been in places where you've had to refuel because you ran the refuelers, and we couldn't get anywhere. I mean, that's a tough job. You're the one that guided the refueling hose into a jet or a helicopter or another large transport. Yeah. Well,
not a helicopter. They can't go fast enough. We can't go slow enough. That's true. We can't go slow enough.
You can't go. Yeah, okay. Those are C-130s. Yeah. That's what the Marine Corps does it. But we don't have anything that goes faster than a speeding bullet. So but you did that in your time.
Yeah, I mean, flying wise, Desert Storm definitely was the scariest time was when we were flying Desert Storm missions. But then also we were staying in Riyadh and the Scuds were being launched right where we were at. So
they were going over our heads up on the front lines, heading toward you guys.
Yeah, one blew up right over my head. We were on the Hammerhead ready to take off. So we had engines started, and we were next on the runway to take off, and we got the call to get out, and so we scrambled out of our jet full of fuel and hopped in the whatever it was. It wasn't really even a bunker. It was just like a dirt thing, and it blew up right over the runway. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was probably the most scary.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, we got shot at quite a few times and stuff, but that was different.
Okay. But now we're talking something we're all a lot happier about. Yeah, exactly. Humane. You've got a big news here about adoption fees.
Yeah, so we lowered our adoption fees. We did that to hopefully boost some adoptions as well and just make it so that people have more of a chance to adopt. So the new way that the adoption fees go is puppies up to 6 months are $135. Dogs 6 months to 6 years are $75. And dogs over 6 years are $37.50, and that's thanks to the PALS fund, which pays for half of that adoption fee. And then kittens up to 6 months are $85. Kittens 6 months to 6 years are $50. And again, thanks to the PALS fund, cats that are over 6 years are $25 to adopt. So
I can pick up a dog for $75, and for that I get.
Oh yeah, the spayed, neutered, microchips, current on vaccinations, a starter bag of food,
and you're healthy.
A lot of TLC.
And you're healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them have some medical issues, but we would know about them, most of them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, some of them, you know, we don't know the dogs and the cats very well because they come in as a strays, but they all do get a health check, and they all are current on vaccinations and everything else, and then anything we notice, we're treating them for it.
Yeah. And you do that, and a lot of times it means operations and things like mm-hmm. this, and we're at a no-kill level.
Yeah, we've been over 90% live release rate on dogs for well over years. 3 years yeah. now, yeah, and cats, we're getting there. It's been a slow road with cats, and the biggest reason is because of the feral cats, and so we're working on programs to help with that. The kitten nursery went into full effect this year. We built it last year, but it went into full effect this year. Last year, we were able to save 98 extra cats from that, and I talked to Kate, our kitten nursery coordinator, just the other day, and she said that we're well over 100 already this year, and we still have, you know, probably 3 more months of the kitten nursery being open, so...
And this is why we like to encourage people to attend the Bark, Wine, and Brew this year. It's called... There's a name for it.
Mutts at the Movies.
Mutts at the Movies. Because this is your annual kind of event that you show videos, you share stories, you highlight so many different people in the community, and it's really, it gets sold out every year. So we're encouraging people now to mark your calendar for that date, which is?
October 5th.
And so... This yep. year, of course, last year was so the paradise and the car. And so you've got, I'm sure, just the whiplash from last year. This year, coming out with a fun event, again, always sold out. And what's going to be happening with this event? And what are the tickets? And where do people go get tickets?
So last year we did Mutts and Martinis, and it was 40s. 40 style, so people came as gangsters, people really dressed up. It was really cool. This year, we're doing Mutts at the Movies. Hollywood has gone to the dogs. So it's going to be dress-up themed, 80s movie theme. So table sponsors will get to pick their favorite 80s movie and come dressed as the characters in that movie. We will decorate your table accordingly to match the movie of your choosing. We've got fantastic prizes for the best-dressed tables, and it's first-come, first-served on the movie. So you can get your tickets online, havenhumane.org, but you can also call 241-5262 and talk to April and Jennifer and Nicole, our development staff, and they will be happy to help you with tickets. Also let you know, it's on the website as well, but they can let you know what movies are still available, that kind of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. This is our time where we get to celebrate our successes over the last year and share with this community that supports us so amazingly how we're doing, how we have, you know, continued to raise the bar and how many lives we've saved, and talk about that and give some examples of that. And there might be a dog or two showing up. We'll see. And it's a lot of fun. They've got some amazing packages together for both live and silent auction. We're going to have our wall of wine, which is great.
Well, that's fabulous.
They're going to have some roses for a trip. You can buy a rose to be put in to a raffle for a trip. There's just going to be lots of stuff. We're going to have some vintners there for some wine tasting and some food, and we're working on getting some beer there as well. We're going to have a great DJ there, which is going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to be the hosts, right? The MCs.
We're going to
You're going to co-MC with Baron.
With
Brown.
Baron, who has just got – he's just a bubble of great energy. What a – great things in Anderson.
Yeah, and you guys weren't there last year. New auctioneer that started last year named Tim Leahy, and he is a lot of fun. He lives
Fantastic.
In Seattle. He's coming down for this, and he is a lot of fun as an auctioneer.
So do you have the price on a table?
Yeah, table sponsorship is $650. Tickets are $50
okay.
a piece, or you can get a table for $650, and then that way you can pick your movie and do
right,
all that stuff.
Right.
I believe last count, I think we had... I think we are under 10 tables left to sell. So,
wow, see, now look at that.
Definitely need to get in. 241-5262.
Mm-hmm.
If you want
It always sells out.
It does. It always sells out, thankfully, and I really can't thank the community enough for all the support. You know, our staff does an amazing job day in and day out, and really nobody on the staff is there because of a paycheck. I can tell you that right now. They're there because they have compassion for all these animals that are in our care. So, and I really appreciate them on a day-to-day basis.
Fantastic. Well, it's just a few minutes before. Do you have a closing thought before we go into our last 30-minute segment?
Come to Bark, Wine, and Brew.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Havehumane.org. Get some more information on that.
I remember a few years ago that so many tickets were sold. that your staff was up in the mezzanine like that.
Right.
So you could get everybody in there. And there were people showing up. It was like, whoa, you know, because you have some open tables. So your staff are so great. They went up into the mezzanine and were served up there. And it was, but this is an event that Haven Humane provides a service to our community that if we didn't have them, it would be coming out of, I mean, everything would be coming out of your taxpayers, out of taxpayer dollars, out of the general fund. And let me tell you, the fact is that they would never, the animals would never get the treatment, the care, or the active placing of animals that you have at Haven Humane. So we need to support this institution. It has proven itself over and over and over again. And last year, this year they were prepared to take on pets, but last year they opened up three different storefronts.
Six
different storefronts to take in all those animals from the campfire and the Paradise Fire. So when you think about places that, hey, I want to donate some money. I want to help things. I want to help people. I want to pet. And is to think about, because it does help people, saving those animals. It's Haven Humane. 8:30 in the morning. It's 81 degrees, going up to 108 today. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. I tell you what, after being 3 weeks without air conditioning, but it was fixed last night, thanks to our friends from Anderson that came in and worked till late in the night to get it going. And, you know, your plumbing goes, like, the garbage disposal fell off. We've just been having a wonderful, you know, and then now, of course, the studios. But, you know, there's a lot of times people get to that point and they go, that's it. I've had it. You know, the lawn dies because the sprinklers are gone.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, you know, and then they, you know, they say, enough.
Plants are gone.
Enough.
10 years of plants are gone.
Just, River Commons Senior Living. Let me say that. River Commons Senior Living.
It's a segue.
Worry less, smile more. You go there. You don't have to worry about it. I don't worry about what I'm going to cook tonight because there's a gourmet chef there giving me choices of what to eat. There's an activities director.
And they clean up after me.
They clean the room. Come on. I mean, I can have my pet in there. I mean, it's every. I can go down to Haven Humane, pick up a pet, and have my pet with me. I mean, I can use this as a place I can go travel from, come back to. I know my stuff's safe. I mean, why wouldn't you go to River Commons Senior Living? Call Brian at 238-5981. I'm pricing two bedroom places there right now so we can have an office.
Right.
We'll be right back with Mark's story.
A lad, and old Shep was a pup. Over hills and meadows we'd stray, just the boy and his dog. We were both full of fun. We grew up together that way.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the airwaves. It's somebody that listens to their listeners. Yeah, when you come in with an idea, we go for it. If you correct me on the air, guess what? Hey, if you're right, you're right. And we'll fix something like that. But we always appreciate your feedback here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by the Joint Commission on Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility, the Stroke Center offers comprehensive treatment for stroke caring for patients affected by stroke, beginning with immediate evaluation and screening by specialized nurses and physicians, and also how to prevent stroke. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, as you know, they are also linking up with the Veterans Clinic right here, the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in Reading, to provide that type of service so you don't have to travel down to UC Davis or Mather, and we can have it happen right here in our own town so you don't have to drive as far. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've talked about the new lower adoption fees. We've talked about the Bark, Wine, and Brew, much in the movies. Where do you want to move into now?
Let's talk about the dog licensing clinic. So there'll be a licensing clinic tonight in Millville from 6 to 7 p.m. held at the Millville Veterinary Clinic. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate. For license fees, please see the dog license page on our website under Programs and Services headings, and that's at havenhumane.org. Microchips are available for dogs and cats for $20 each, and cats must be in a carrier. The November clinic will be the last clinic in 2019 that will be held at Haven Humane on November 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. We also have vaccination clinics that are low-cost vaccination clinics at Haven Humane. Those are on the first and third Wednesdays of every month at our facility. So definitely come out and take advantage of those. Let's see, Second Tuesday Club. Our Second Tuesday Club is on September 10th, and it will be hosted at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. So September 10th, Nello's Place. If you've been looking to go out and get some really good Italian at a really nice place, Nello's Place is the place to be. Come on out September 10th. They've graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to Haven Healthy Animals, which we really, really appreciate. And it's a good night. Tina and I go out with some good friends of ours every month for Second Tuesday, and we've made it a regular thing, and we absolutely love it. And then a portion of the proceeds go back to help the animals, so can't thank them enough. So come on out, September 10th, Nello's.
You know what? We were just at Nello's the other night.
We enjoyed it. It was like a spontaneous thing. We went at, right when they opened, 5.
We were the first people in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a...
But it felt good to do that. And we split like an entree and just had... We just needed to break out.
Now, the owner there is starting to get some more time. He's got his cooks and everybody in there. So he was able to get out of a kitchen. So I think it's Bob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Great guy, we know.
It's great food, great service.
Yeah. He was on one time many years ago when we first started about his how he got to America. It was it's an interesting story.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he made it here. Sure. I'm telling you, can't beat that meal.
No.
Roundup app.
Yeah, so we have a Roundup app. The Roundup app, you can sign up for the Roundup app, and basically what it does is when you pay with your credit card, it rounds to the nearest dollar, and that goes as a donation to Haven. You can set a monthly limit. You can do all that stuff. To do that, you can go to the donate page on our website, havenhumane.org, for the link, or go to roundupapp.com. On your phone's app site, and you can set all that up for the Roundup app. So it's another way to donate, and it's easy. And so it helps out immensely. Let's see.
And you can limit this, or
you can put in monthly limits and everything. Yeah, absolutely.
So it just rounds up, like if you're paying something and it's 20 cents over, the other 80 cents goes up too.
Right.
Or if it's 80 cents, the other 20 cents.
Exactly.
But you can say, I don't want this to be more than...
Yep.
You know, $20 a month or something.
You can set it however you'd like. Yeah. It's an easy way to donate without having to worry about it. And then you get statements and stuff for the donations, which is great. Camp Love a Pet, you guys were involved with both Camp Love a Pets. Thank you very much. So we had two amazing Camp Love a Pets this year. Both graduated. We do still have 4 dogs that are left from our first 2 camps that need to get adopted. So these dogs have been obviously spayed, neutered, microchipped, all that stuff. But they've also been trained for at least two weeks by kids, and so these dogs are a little bit ahead of the curve. So we've got Eli, Duke, Ralph, and Tillamook all still looking for loving forever homes. So come on in and ask for the camp dogs and take a look at them because they're amazing dogs, each one of these. Just as a side note, we will be closed Labor Day. So next Monday, September 2nd, we will be closed. We will be back open on Tuesday, and
next
we will
Monday
be open
is Labor
on
Day?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Kids are already back in school.
And we will be open Saturday, normal hours, 11 to 5 on Saturday for adoptions, and the shelter will be open 8 to 5, and then we will be open again on Tuesday. So we'll be closed Sunday the 1st and then Monday the 2nd.
You know what I like? I'm on your site because I was wondering about Camp Love a Pet. Mm-hmm. If you've got a little section on your website that shows the 4 dogs that are waiting to be adopted that went through that pet. So that might be something.
They're on Facebook.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
We'll
share that. But what I like here is the evacuating with pets. And we didn't talk about that this morning, but sometimes we think about, we need our papers. We need our, marriage, mm-hmm. death, divorce, whatever it is. But we don't think about our pet's vaccination, whatever that is. And that's something that's just come to my reality or into my sphere this year. And you've got a really nice little article or little blurb here on the front page about how you're going to have little or no time. You got to have a go bag for your dog.
Exactly. You need to have a go bag for all your animals. That's the most important message. So, leashes, collars, have them in a readily available place. Crates if you have cats. The first time you crated a cat shouldn't be during a disaster, right? So, because they're going to be scared, it's going to be harder. So,
you're going to find out what it's like to have a cat on the top of your head.
Exactly. And so you should have some food. If there's any medicine, have medicine. Like you said, important papers are great. So there should be a go bag for your animals, absolutely. When you're talking about larger animals, farm animals, that kind of stuff, again, really, really important. The first time that your horse or your large animal is trailered shouldn't be during a disaster because they're going to be amped up. They're going to smell the smoke. They're going to feel the pressure that you're under. They're going to see your stress, and it's going to be that much harder to trailer them. And in some cases, we're not able to because we just can't spend that much time on one animal when we've got so many that we have to evacuate. So it's really important that you have a plan for that. A lot of people don't have trailers, and they've got horses. So for those folks, make sure you have access to a trailer. Don't assume that somebody's going to come up there and have a trailer with you. I mean, at Haven, we've got one trailer. If we're evacuating hundreds of farm animals, I mean, do the math. One trailer's not going to do it. You know, the county's got one trailer, and then they've got the sheriff's posse that comes out, and then there's also Cowboy 911 that will come out.
The Cowboy 911, I was going to mention that they've got a whole group of people that are set up. But if you have hundreds of animals.
They do, but again, you need to have a plan.
Yes.
Here's the thing about being self-contained. This is what we're talking about. You know, when we... I mean, you have to be self-contained.
No, I'm just looking at you.
Yeah, I mean, you...
I love you.
Well, if you're not self-contained in your space, it's almost as if, the government's going to take care of me. No.
Right.
Guess what?
Exactly.
Take care of yourself. Make sure that you got your food. I mean, we do have our prep food. I moved it yesterday because it's been around. But, you know, I mean, if we need it, we know where to go get it. But, you know, the same thing. So I would think that if you were ever, imagine a worst case scenario and you had your animals and you had to find a place. I bet you that, just think about worst case scenario. If you can't show that your pets have been vaccinated, they may not let them in. The ones that are vaccinated will have priority over the ones that aren't. I'm just saying worst case scenario. Imagine.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't happen in Haven, but at a clinic or at
a
boarding facility, they may not. Yeah.
Yeah, at Haven Humane, they won't. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue is now taking appointments there because they're so crowded all the time. So if you give them a 244-9478 call, you can set up an appointment, walk in, get your hair cut, walk out. They are Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. And you go in there, you can catch up on all your reading, too, if you get there early. They've got everything from flight magazines to Car and Track to Guns and Ammo to National Geographic. It's a great place. It's you know what? It's as good as the library when you walk in there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
As much as I love you, but you may say my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you, but you may say my dog will.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or a luncheon or tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air here. Good morning, everybody. It's 82 degrees. It's going to be up to 108 today. So just let me say this, and while Mark Story is sitting here, don't leave any animal, person, plant, chocolate, anything in your car for a length of time if you expect it to be okay on its way out. I just saw a terrible, tragic story, you know, on two kids that were left in, but then there was a police dog that was left in a car that passed. Back, not here, of course, but in some place back east. So just be careful out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta SSTU Transport, SST Oil. When we talk about fires, sometimes we forget that there's people out there bringing them the diesel fuel, the gasoline that they need, providing the trucks out there on the fire lines with the fuel they need, and that's SST Oil. Not only that, but you can also, it's the time of the year, it's August, it's hot, but you got to start thinking about winter. They've got great deals on monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and the Toyo water heaters. And all run by kerosene, but they've got great, great deals on that at SST Oil. Employee-owned, 52 years in the business, just a great, great company, SST Oil. Give them a call today at 241-1167. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We got a couple other things we want to catch up on.
Yeah, I want to talk about volunteers. So we can't do what we do without this community support, and volunteers are a huge part of that. If you're interested in volunteering to help the animals, go to our website, click on Volunteer in the yellow banner at the top, and locate the link to our volunteer application. You can also call Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, at 241-1653, and she can help you out with that. But we have a couple other volunteer opportunities right now. One of them is with the development team working on Bark, Wine, and Brew event. So if you can help either at the event or the weeks leading up to it, they need help building packages and all that, you can call April at 241-5262. And some people can't walk dogs or socialize cats for one reason or the other, so we have tons of other opportunities. We have laundry that needs done. We have washing the dishes. We have helping out in the clinic with recovery of animals and all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in any of that, please do go to our website, look up the volunteer information, or call Cassie at 241-1653 and come help out and join our team.
Somebody wrote in and said, Linda's up there. Wait a minute. We have Jean on the phone. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. I just had a suggestion because I see so many of the homeless walking their animals on the blistering sidewalks, and if we could just take and maybe if you could print up brochures that could be passed out through, you know, through the group of homeless people about how important it is not to burn their feet and instead of walking him on the sidewalk, walk him on the dirt or something. And I was just thinking that there's so many in these camps, if we could just have the brochures and pass those out and help protect the dogs.
Yeah, Gene, we actually have our officers go out and talk to them face-to-face, and whenever we see them, they stop and always do that. We get calls on them all the time, too, so our officers are constantly talking to them. I will also say very clearly that there are a small percentage of the people that are walking their dogs on the hot asphalt and concrete. Your neighbors do it every single day, and so this is a problem that needs to be fixed all the time, not just with the homeless folks. So we stop and talk to them all the time with our officers, and basically the rule of thumb is if you put your hand on the concrete and it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for the paws of their feet. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe we could just take and get the radio stations broadcasting that all over, too, as a public service announcement.
Absolutely. I love it. We'll see if we can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
But you know what, that's, you know, I realize your people are out all the time with this. And
well, and they can't cover everywhere, right?
No, I mean, but I think that's a good idea, you know, that they have this as something that, because I just saw that yesterday. Four or five people, obviously homeless, and a couple of dogs, and it was hot out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was up past 104 at that point, and they were walking across the bridge, you know, down there by Diesel Horse, looking for wherever they were going. But the dogs were out there. They did not look like they were happy.
No, it gets hot. You can see them, and they start hopping around like playing the hot potato game, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I think what you've said is that if you you should put your hand on the pavement, and you can't keep it on there for no more than 5 seconds.
Less than that.
If it's hot to your hand, it's going to be burning your feet.
Yep, absolutely.
So be careful.
And, you know, it's hot, so keep your pets inside if you can. And if not, make sure they have shade and get out of the elements and have fresh water and all that kind of stuff because it's hot. So, and if you do see animals like that are walking or you see animals that are in a car and it's hot, 241-2550, please do not hesitate. Give our animal control officers a call. Give our dispatch a call. We will dispatch them out to get a welfare check. If they're walking on the hot concrete, to talk to them and advise them of that and how dangerous it can be. And if they're in cars, then we'll go make sure that those animals aren't in distress. We'll get the owners and we'll talk to them and do some education.
Okay. All right.
The last thing I have on here is foster homes are always needed. So we're still building our pool of kitten foster homes. The kittens will be over 4 weeks old and eating on their own when you take them. You'll need a home for 1 to 2 months. It depends on their weight. So as soon as they make weight, enough to be spayed and neutered, then we can bring them back and then we can put them right up for adoption. Food and medical care is included. So if you're interested in fostering, you can call us at 241-1653 and come in and foster some of these cute kittens that we have. And I was just in the kitten nursery yesterday looking at them, and they are all absolutely adorable. So.
Well.
What kitten is not cute? Have you ever seen an ugly kitten?
That's true. No, yeah. I have not.
So cute.
We saw one yesterday. Linda brought it over to me that people take in their service dogs, and there's an escalator. I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
And they're trying to get their dog, their service dog, on an escalator, and they are just refusing. Maybe they're not even service dogs. They're just people in a,
right.
In a mall with a dog.
In a mall with a dog.
Yeah, that's a scary
And they're trying to get – so you've got people that are 5'4" carrying a Labrador or larger dogs, a husky. Guy was carrying up – their arms around them, and they're looking,
like a baby.
They've all got their, their legs around them. And it's just, it's funny because they refuse to. He's dragging one. He's on his belly. He is not getting on it. All four paws are out. He's not going.
It's scary for him. Okay, just to recap, new adoption fees. Come in and adopt. We have tons of animals looking for great homes, including four Camp Love a Pet dogs. We will be closed on Monday, September 2nd. We will be open on Saturday and on Tuesday. Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up October 5th. Mutts at the Movies. It's going to be a lot of fun, 80s movies. You can get your tickets online at havenhumane.org. Or call 241-5262, talk to our team there. And second Tuesday, don't forget, September 10th, Nello's. Great time, great food, great people.
Somebody wrote that you need a new commercial. You probably do. We need to get you in here and get a new commercial going.
Okay.
And plus, we've got other things, too, that we can talk about. We can make a couple, if we can do Bark, Wine, and Brew, but it's probably by the time it's out there and running, you'll be sold out. Linda, Sonny came in and said, you cannot have your red door at River Commons.
Oh, well, okay. Anyway.
It was my red door, by the way, Sonny. It was the one thing I had to say about the painting of the house.
You had more than that.
Well, they asked me what I liked, and I said, hey, I'm thinking about.
We got red doors in the studios, and now red doors at the house.
Purple rain. This is what I want. I want, you know, a dark purple, a lighter purple, and then let me splash a little white paint on it, like
that's
stars.
That's what we got.
And I said, that's what I like. And that was the time when when Dan and Linda ceased asking me what color I thought the house should be. I thought, okay, I accomplished my mission.
Well, anyway, so Mark, to tie it all up, thank you so much for what you and your staff and your volunteers do at Haven Humane. It's very important in our community to have people that really care about our pets, which are like an extension of our loved ones.
Thank you. Thanks for being part of our team.
Well, we're glad that we can do that. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking some veterans issues, some new veterans issues that are coming up, plus a number of other things that are happening in our world. We've been getting a lot of ideas, and usually on the chat room in front of everybody. But
yay!
Thank you. You know what? We look at these. So everybody have a great day. Remember how hot it is out there. Take care of your pets. Take care of your loved ones out there. Keep your pets inside. Keep your loved ones inside. 108 today. It's not going to get any cooler until for another few days. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?